We're talking with Jennifer Owens of Lakeshore Advantage, and it looks as if the Lakeshore feels like one of Floyd Mayweather's boxing opponents. We got the old 1-2, first from Lamar, now with Mammoth. This has to come, especially with the Lamar situation, it's come as a surprise to you and other leaders who are trying to build up the business community in the Lakeshore.
You know, it absolutely does come as a surprise, but I think that to keep in mind that these are, I believe, very isolated incidents and not a sign of the overall health of our economy. You know, the Ottawa County as a whole has the second lowest unemployment rate in the entire state of Michigan, and we have so many employers that are doing very well, hiring, looking for qualified talent. So I think the kind of cloud, you know, around these two companies is really unique to their experiences.
Yeah, unique, and you touched upon that, Jennifer, because unlike maybe closures that's happened in the past because the overall economy was bad, these were two certain different situations. One was struggling with a bankruptcy situation that apparently has gone on for a number of years, was under, you know, an iceberg type situation. The other, parent company decided to consolidate and move everything over to Mexico. You really can't, it's kind of hard to stop something like that.
Yeah, but I think it's key in all of this is that we, as a community in Lakeshore Advantage, be very close to our companies and spend time not only at the local level, but also at the headquarters level. Unfortunately, as we see more and more, maybe it is fortunate, actually, more and more companies are being acquired, merged together, and headquarter locations aren't always going to be here in Ottawa County. So part of my job is going out externally and really maintaining those relationships with out-of-state companies. In fact, I'm headed to Colorado to do just that next week to spend some time with two of our firms that have really great locations here in the Lakeshore but aren't headquartered here, to make sure that we have that line of communication on both sides.
There was a local company before Holland Township Board last night getting approved for our tax abatement. There's a number of companies that are expanding their businesses, but it's not the, you know, the 100 or 200 or 300 job required, but it's 5, 10, 15 new jobs being created. But it's still important to the economy, correct, for those smaller companies to continue to build?
Absolutely, and, you know, really smaller businesses and companies is where we're seeing a lot of growth. And we'll continue to spend a lot of our focus on as well. We spend time individually with over 200 companies in our region one-on-one. And many of those are, you know, 5-10 person employers. You know, companies like Herman and Miller, Hayward, Zontex, they started out small and look where they are today. So we have to maintain that focus with those smaller firms as well.
Now, my question to you, Jennifer, is this. When these stories come out, Lamar's story has gotten, you know, a lot of pub in the region. The situation with Mammoth is a little bit different, perhaps, and it hasn't really blossomed in the publicity side. Do you have to fight against the old cliche, perception is reality, and sort of try to convince people, hey, these are isolated and it's not what we really are? Because when these stories come out saying, oh, no, here we go again, but as you say, reality is far different. It's almost like he's trying to play firefighter in that regard.
Yeah, and, one of my frustrations is I wish the small growth that we see from, you know, we have over 30 companies who have expanded in the last, you know, 3 months that make it a very small article about their expansion could be just as significant as, you know, the closures of recent companies. My hope would be that those kind of opportunities get as much press and publicity, but I understand that, you know, these are families that are impacted by these closures, and this is very important. One of the things I wanted to bring to light that with Lamar is that we are co-hosting with Michigan Works a job fair for Lamar employees on Monday at Hudsonville High School from 9 to 12. We have over nearly 30 companies who have signed up within a week's time to be there to potentially hire those future Lamar employees. So if you think of how quick that demand was, I mean, my phone was blowing up with people trying to figure out a way to get connected to the skilled professionals at Lamar. So I think that the silver lining is that these workers will absolutely find opportunities. We've got companies lining up to try to figure out their resumes, and I would encourage anyone who's impacted on either of these closures to really get in touch with Michigan Works, who can be an absolute resource for them to help them through this transition.
And one thing I talked to Bill over at Michigan Works is the fact that with the Lamar situation, and you touched upon it as well, Jennifer, the construction industry is looking for skilled workers. Here's 180 just dropped right into their laps.
Absolutely, and all the construction companies I talk to are desperate for talent. So, you know, if there is any happiness around this, it's to meet their needs and to be able to find new employment opportunities for those employees. So I'm fairly confident the majority of them will absolutely land on their feet very quickly.